Ο Ελευκό Artist of the Month για τον Απρίλιο του 2022 είναι ένα συγκρότημα από το Tucson της Αριζόνα, η αγαπημένη μας Καλέξικο. Ο Joy Burns και ο John Covertino είναι τα βασικά μέλη των Καλέξικο, το συγκροτήματος που γνωρίσαμε στα 90s και που συνεχίζουν μετά από όλα αυτά τα χρόνια να κυκλοφορούν καταπληκτική μουσική. Μιλήσαμε με τον Joy Burns για την πορεία των Καλέξικο, για το El Mirador, το καινούριο τους άλμπουμ, για την Ελλάδα και για πολλά άλλα ενδιαφέροντα θέματα. Joy, καλώς ήρθες στον Ελευκό 87,7.
It's such an honor to be here and to be speaking with you. Thank you so much for listening.
Στη Wikipedia αναφέρεστε ως Αμερικάνα, Tex-Mex, indie rock συγκρότημα. Πολλοί είναι οι όροι, αλλά δεν νομίζω ότι μπορούν να περιγράψουν ακριβώς τους Καλέξικο. Εσύ μπορείς να ορίσεις τον ήχο σας με μία λέξη.
Oh my gosh, that is so hard to describe and answer. We've heard so many different descriptions over the years and it's amazing, you know. It's just, we just follow our heart. And so, you know, our heart goes all over the world, not only in the southwest of the United States and near the border of US and Mexico, but to the Mediterranean, to Africa, to around the world and back. And so, would you call it indie global? Would you call it indie folk? I think our journalist friend, whose name is Fred Mills, said it best. Desert noir. It's creative. It's alluring. And it's sort of mysterious, no? Okay, I think we'll go with Desert Noir for today.
Πριν από λίγες μέρες κυκλοφορήσατε το νέο σας άλμπουμ El Mirador, που ηχογραφήθηκε στο Tucson της Αριζόνα. Από ό,τι γνωρίζω, δεν ήταν όλοι οι συνεργάτες σας στον ίδιο χώρο, μια που αρκετοί είναι σκορπισμένοι σε διάφορα σημεία του πλανήτη και έτσι συμμετείχαν στην ηχογράφηση από απόσταση. Αυτό τελικά επηρέασε τον ήχο του άλμπουμ.
In making the album El Mirador for Calexico, there was just three of us, for the most part, that were in the studio at the same time. And the question is, how did sending the tracks to other musicians, band members, and friends around the world affect the sound? Well, it gave us a little bit of freedom to do what we want, and for our friends and bandmates to do what they want. I think it's a great way to collaborate. The pressure is off, it's low budget. And it's sort of like opening a birthday present. When their tracks finally do arrive in your inbox, you get a little ding and ding. And there is this beautiful music that comes in. And usually people offer a couple of suggestions and options to their performances. And really, it's a great way to collaborate when the world is standing still. And I'm very thankful to have Camilo Lara from Mexico City, Gavin Moreno from Los Angeles by way of Guatemala, Martin Vank from Germany, Jairo Zavala from Spain. You know, our bass player was in Brooklyn, New York. And everybody was sort of just dealing with COVID in their own way, in their own part of the world. So we're happy that we were able to get the work done and also just have some beautiful performances sent. So thank you for asking that question.
Joy, έχεις πει ότι το νέο σας άλμπουμ El Mirador είναι αφιερωμένο στις οικογένειες και τους φίλους σας και ότι η πανδημία μας έδειξε το πόσο μεγάλη ανάγκη έχουμε ένας τον άλλον, καθώς επίσης ότι η μουσική είναι ο δικός σου τρόπος να χτίζεις γέφυρες επικοινωνίας και να ενθαρρύνεις τις θετικές πράξεις. Ας πούμε λοιπόν ότι ακούμε αυτό το άλμπουμ κάποια στιγμή σε 20 χρόνια από τώρα. Πιστεύεις ότι θα ακούγεται ως κάτι που αντικατοπτρίζει αυτή την περίοδο της πανδημίας ή ο κόσμος θα μπορεί να συνδεθεί μαζί του και να το απολαύσει άσχετα από την οποιαδήποτε κατάσταση θα επικρατεί τότε στον κόσμο?
Well, this is for sure a really good question and it's something that I think about when we are recording and arranging the songs. We want these songs and these recordings to last. I want them to relate to not just now, but I want them to relate to 20, 30 years from now. And I think one of the ways in which I do that, and we do that, is by listening to some of our favorite artists from the past, whether it's 5 years ago or 50 years ago. I think that, you know, having, you know, a rooted basis in sort of like really good performances and great quality production and mixing will make this music timeless. And that really is what I'm after and what I think is important. That's a really great question.
Υπάρχει κάτι ιδιαίτερο στο El Mirador που αναφέρεται στην ελπίδα για το τέλος της πανδημίας και σε όλα αυτά τα πράγματα και τις αξίες που επανεκτιμήσαμε όλο αυτό το διάστημα?
I think the answer is yes. The album is full of hope, but it's not just a blanket feeling. There's a lot of complexity to it, just as there is with our everyday life. There is tragedy, there's hope, there's dreams, there's difficulties and hardships. There is the, you know, even just the album title itself, El Mirador. In Spanish, it refers to that panoramic vista, you know, a beacon, if you will. And I wanted that reference to not only apply to that external view that we all share individually and collectively, but also that view that we take upon ourselves when we look inside and examine our soul. What do you see? What do you feel? And I wanted to touch on hope. And I think for me, most of the hope comes from the music itself, the rhythm, the way that it moves us. It moves us out of our seat, out the door, to our neighbors outside, to our community. And I wanted this album to be more celebrational, to help in that healing process and to give more a sense of hope. And I think what I appreciate most is just having this time to be able to reflect on my own personal growth inside, being more mindful, being more thoughtful. And it's not easy. And I think that this thing is for sure, is that this healing process that we will be experiencing as a planet and individually is something that will happen throughout the rest of our lives. So watch where you stray, my friend.
Υπάρχει κάποια συνηθισμένη διαδικασία, κάποια ρουτίνα που ακολουθείτε στον τρόπο που γράφετε μουσική ή που ηχογραφείτε κάποιο τραγούδι? Αλλαγές τελευταίες στιγμής, ιδέες τελευταίες στιγμής, σας μπερδεύουν, σας αρέσουν? Με λίγα λόγια, αυτοσχεδιάζετε στο στούντιο?
It's a great question. I get asked this question quite a bit. And do we improvise sometimes? Always. I think I love improvisations. I love that spontaneity that comes from the live show. And on this album especially, I wanted to capture some of that spark, some of that spontaneity in not only John's drumming, but also in some of the playing with the other instruments, whether it be trumpets or guitars or vocals. Not always easy to do, but I think if you kind of allow space for it, it can happen. And that's kind of what we do, is when we go to the studio, we tend to write music first and then maybe add some layers of instruments. But really, we're trying to capture that basic spontaneity between my guitar and John's drums. And then from there, we kind of build the songs. And usually towards the end is when we write lyrics and place them on top of the music. There's one song that we had some lyrics from our good friend, Pieta Brown, who wrote this beautiful lyric for the song El Paso. And I wrote the music based on the phrasing and the rhythm of her words. So that is one of the, you know, the examples that kind of stands out as far as lyrics being first. But mostly it's the music, and we want to capture a vibe. So, you know, every day is a different day. Every hour it sounds and feels different with the music in the room. And we're just going to kind of just throwing the music out there to see what feels good and sounds good, recording as much as we can along the way so we can go back and listen, hey, what we did at first was really great. Let's get back to that vibe. Let's get back to that feel.
Πολλά ονόματα χρησιμοποιούν αποκλειστικά την τεχνολογία για να δημιουργήσουν και να ηχογραφήσουν τη μουσική τους. Τα αναλογικά μέσα έχουν δώσει τη θέση τους στα ψηφιακά. Αλλιώς, συμβαίνει κάτι τέτοιο στην περίπτωση των Καλέξικο ή επιμένετε στον πιο φυσικό, αναλογικό τρόπο?
We started off recording all analog and putting out only vinyl. And so having that as our root and as our foundation, we approach recording even in the digital realm in a similar way. We're looking for the best performances rather than throwing a fragment out and just copying and pasting and looping. We're looking for a whole performance from the drums, from the guitar, from the vocals, everything. We really want to capture a vibe and a mood. And that's sort of our aesthetic. And aesthetics are really important with this band. We appreciate technology and we try to use it to the best of our abilities. And we're looking for a warm analog style sound as well. So we're trying to kind of balance an analog and traditional sounding instrumentation with the advantages of editing and speed with the digital way of recording and mixing. And when we mixed the record with Tucker Martin in Portland, Oregon, at his beautiful studio, Flora Studios, it's so beautiful. It's got tons of great instruments, just like our home studio. You know, he uses an old Trident board. He has tons of analog outboard studio gear to make the sounds really unique. And I think that is part of the advantage of having some of that gear, is that it really helps you to physically connect. And I think we all at some point need to get back to that physical connection, whether it's moving your body or whether it's touching an old compressor or limiter control knob and turning it physically. You connect because that's how we are. That's how we're built. We're wired to be analog. We need that connection. And our instruments for us as musicians are our antenna. And I think for the studio and engineers, it's also their equipment. That being said, I think there's still a lot that you can take advantage of with the digital outboard gear. But to have it in person and to feel its warmth, to feel what it's doing, yeah, sometimes you might have some crackles and pops along the way, but it really is a great experience to be in a control room that's full of great gear. It's very inspiring. And we had a lot of fun mixing this record. We did a lot of cooking in the mixing. We did a lot of cooking ourselves in the recording and hanging out. I think all in all, we want to create a great environment so that whatever aspect of the album making process happens, it feels like home. And I hope that you guys all hear that in the recordings and the production. Stars don't shine. Walking through the darkness until these days of sorrow pass on by. Ένα από τα βασικά χαρακτηριστικά του ήχου των Καλέξικο είναι το fusion στοιχείο. Το ότι δηλαδή συνδυάζεται πολλά διαφορετικά είδη μουσικής από όλο τον κόσμο. Υπάρχει παρόλα αυτά κάποιο μουσικό είδος με το οποίο θα θέλετε να πειραματιστείτε, να το αφομοιώσετε στον ήχο σας, αλλά δεν το έχετε δοκιμάσει ή φοβάστε να το δοκιμάσετε? There's so many different styles. I would love to dabble more in pop music. I think there's some beautiful aspects to that. My twin daughters, who are almost 11 years old, have been listening to a lot of pop music, and there's certain aspects that I really, really admire, and I wouldn't mind trying something like that. Now, would it be fitting for a Calexico project? Maybe. You know, sometimes when I hear new music, let's just say, for example, Rosalia on her new album, Motomami, there's some great sounds. There's some analog performances. There's a track... oh my gosh, I'm spacing on the name of the song, but it's mostly analog. It's mostly flamenco guitar and her singing, but the way in which it's produced and arranged, it's very minimal and it sounds very pop or hip hop. And those are two styles that I think I'm most interested in as far as trying to do some collaboration. And who knows, maybe we'd be backing up another artist, and I think that would be great. I'm always interested when we travel to hear new music, and especially to see and hear and sometimes meet new musicians around the world. That's really my favorite thing to do. And it's probably the main thing that I do when I'm on social media. I'm looking at new musicians and artists and seeing what people are up to. And there's so many great performers and writers out there. It's incredible. So, you know, I love our label mates in Europe on the label City Slang. I love Los Bichos, the cumbia band from England. I also love Imarhan, who are from North Africa. I'd love to work with them. We've gotten to work with Takim there in Greece. and I had a blast working with them. I would love to go back and do some more recording with Tomas and everybody in the group. There's so much great music in Greece, and I think that I know that my family would love to come and hang out while I'm working in Greece, and that's sort of a dream of mine and my kids and my wife, and I would love to do that. So let's work on that one first. What do you say?
Υπάρχει ένα τραγούδι σε κάθε άλμπουμ το οποίο θεωρείς το πιο αγαπημένο από όλα τα άλλα?
This is a good question. Sometimes I have to reference my own music. I need to learn or relearn the music, or just hear in reference our own production style and how was it sounding. And, you know, for me, it's the songs that there's a variety of different things that I like about what we've done, and sometimes I can stomach listening to my own vocal, and sometimes I can't. And now that my kids are almost 11 years old, they are listening to the music that I've been making over the past 20 years, and it's always interesting to see what songs or videos resonate with them, and they also have lots of questions. You know, I like certain songs from all over. I mean, there's so many albums now that it's kind of hard to really pinpoint. But there's definitely, you know, for the album Feast of Wire, made in 2003, there's a lot of songs on there that feel really grounded and they feel very natural. And I still feel like I connect with the performances, the vocals, and also the production. Recently, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss covered one of our songs off that album. It's the song Quattro, World Drifts In, and I loved hearing their rendition, and that was probably the biggest compliment I've gotten in a long, long time, other than my family giving me the thumbs up on the new album and saying, yep, we approve, you can release this new album. So thank you to my family, thanks to Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, and thanks to all of you for listening.
Yeah, say it's alright, well, I won't forget all the times I waited patiently for you, and you'll do just what you choose to do. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Οι Καλέξικο έχουν κάνει πολλές και άκρως ενδιαφέρουσες συνεργασίες. Ποια είναι αυτή που θεωρείς την πιο σημαντική από όλες? Επίσης, υπάρχει κάποια που θα θέλατε να καταφέρετε να συνεργαστείτε με κάποιο καλλιτέχνη, αλλά τελικά δεν ευδοκίμησε?
We are a band that loves to collaborate, and we've worked with a lot of great artists over the years, and I was recently trying to compile a list of all the people we've worked with, and the list kept going and going and going. And, you know, I was listening back to this session we did with Liz Wright, and I love her vocal. She's an amazing singer and songwriter from the United States. And I was really surprised at just how great that session wound up sounding. And that was really fun. It kind of caught me by surprise because I hadn't listened to it in a long time. But, I mean, for sure, getting to play in Athens, Greece, a few summers ago with Takim and friends was truly a blast. I think that's one of the high points for me. I still think about playing the Herodion and being surrounded by so many great people and friends and artists. And, you know, it's just amazing. I've worked with Camilo Lara of Mexican Institute of Sound out of Mexico City. And he's on this new album. He mixed and is featured on the song Cumbia del Povo, and he's somebody I would like to go and spend more time with at his home studio in Mexico City. I think what he does is brilliant. I love the combination of electronics, samples, voices, and actual instruments, all affected in his own beautiful approach. Yeah, I would love to do that again. I think for me, I'm looking to get outside of myself, you know. On one hand, with the lyrics, I'm trying to examine inside myself and connect with other people and stories around the world. But musically, I find that the music, I want to push it further and see what else we can do. And I think because we've been doing this for a while, and I feel very comfortable that we can always come together and play acoustically and perform on stage, I still want to, like, I'm intrigued by what else we can do. Like, can we bring in more samples? Can we bring in different singers or people who rap or people who play totally different instruments? I really want to push the envelope when it comes to the Calexico collaborations. So, yeah, there's so many people I'd love to work with, but I feel like if I mention all the names, it might take a long, long time, and then maybe I would jinx it by accident. So I'm going to keep my dreams and my hopes under my hat, if that's okay.
Ανέφερες ως πολύ σημαντική τη συνεργασία των Καλέξικο με τους Έλληνες τα Kim, η οποία έφερε στην παρέα και τον Eric Burton των Animals για το τραγούδι σας Roll Tango. Μπορείς να μας πεις την ιστορία πίσω από αυτή τη συνάντηση?
Well, I think traveling, you know, touring the world, getting to meet people, getting to go to places, physically puts you in proximity to others. And that's what I love about traveling, and especially traveling overseas to Europe and the Mediterranean. I love being around the aesthetics of those places. And wouldn't you know it, but one time when we were in Greece many years ago, Mariana, Eric Burden's wife, contacts us and says, hey, I'd like to meet and talk to you and see what's going on. And she met, and she was fantastic. And she introduced us to her husband, Eric Burden, who at one point was living in Joshua Tree, California. And I think we had a quick chance to just say hello. And it was really fantastic. And then, you know, years later, we wound up being in Greece at the same time, and we were working together with Takim, who we met by chance, and we had this idea for recording a song all together, and so we wound up sending him tracks to record his vocals, and they're just amazing, and I can't wait to reunite with Eric and Takim to do some more music, because they're seriously some of the most amazing musicians, and I can't wait to travel too. I can't wait to hop on a plane and go overseas to meet old friends and make new friends as well.
When the arrow flies, spits the apple of your eyes, watch the strong man turn aside and flinch, not knowing that outside the camp, something wicked is on its way, like the lion. The blood in the palm reader's hand.
Η Καλέξικο είναι από τα συγκροτήματα που αγαπάμε πολύ στην Ελλάδα και από ό,τι φαίνεται το ίδιο συμβαίνει και από τη δική σας πλευρά, μια που η χώρα μας συμπεριλαμβάνεται σχεδόν πάντα στις περιοδίες σας. Υπάρχει κάποιος άλλος λόγος, εκτός από το θερμό ελληνικό κοινό που μας επισκέπτεστε τόσο συχνά? Αγαπημένο μέρος στην Ελλάδα, αγαπημένο ελληνικό φαγητό, κάτι τέτοιο?
What is there not to love about playing in Greece? Whether it's in the north or in the south, I would love to explore more of Greece. I know that I've wanted to bring my family and visit some of the islands and show them this home away from home for us. I don't know why the Greek people really love our music. Maybe it's because of the combination of rhythms and the harmonic minor melodies and the chords and sort of the passion and drama that's instilled in there. And maybe it's the lyrics. Maybe it's some of the hopeful lyrics, but also some of the more darker themes that are in the lyrics. I'm going to leave that one up to you all. I know that some of our music has been played on the radio or on television, and that's great too. People really like the song Stray, and maybe that's sort of connected us the most strongly with the audiences in Greece. I sure love being there. And again, like when we visit, it always feels so much more open, and I feel like a big breath of relief. Ah, we've made it. Let's go get a spanakopita, and let's get a coffee and just relax. Let's go take in the view, whether it's of the city or the countryside, or especially being on the Mediterranean Sea. It's just so beautiful. Kind of reminds me of where I grew up in Southern California, and also that combination of the Southwest desert. It just feels like I'm at home there. I don't know however else to say it, but it just feels good.
Τι είναι αυτό που θυμάσαι περισσότερο από τις επισκέψεις των Καλέξικο στην Ελλάδα?
What is my most memorable moment in Greece? Oh my God, there's so many. It's impossible to answer. Well, the last time we were there was pretty spectacular, I gotta say. playing the Herodion in Athens, Greece, two nights was fantastic. And I hope we get to do that again at some point, because I've been telling my family about it and my friends, and now they want to come. And they should. And so I loved that concert. I loved collaborating with all the local artists, especially Takim, and just taking in the history. And one of the things that was really fantastic when we arrived, I said, this is great. I mean, this is a beautiful ancient Roman amphitheater. And then somebody pointed just a little bit of a ways away and said, well, right now we're uncovering the ancient Greek amphitheater. So maybe at some point down the road, you can play that one as well. And I thought that was so great. And I would love to. I'd love to play anywhere. And I'm excited to return to Greece. It's going to be fantastic. But we've had so many great moments. I loved playing there with the band Beirut. And that was a great summer show. We played there with Mariachi Luz de Luna in Athens. That was also fantastic. I loved playing Larissa with Evan Dando and playing Thessaloniki. I loved playing up there. It always feels so comfortable. So there's a lot of great memories. I remember playing Rodan Club. I mean, that was fantastic. You know, there's just so many great experiences there. And it just always feels so different than the rest of Europe. You know, I love going out to eat with a large group of friends and acquaintances. That's really great. Just getting to sit down, relax, take our time, and enjoy the best food. And I love it in the summer. I love when it's hot, and I love the fresh seafood. It's just the best.
Crystal frontier,
μπορείς να μας πεις κάποιους Έλληνες καλλιτέχνες που γνωρίζεις και θα ήθελες να δουλέψετε παρέα?
Well, I don't know enough Greek artists, I gotta say. I think next time I come to Greece, I'm gonna be doing some record shopping. And I just looked online and I was reminded that, of course, we worked with Monica, who we really love, and we always enjoy getting to hang out and play music together. Of course, Takim. I just saw this, I was looking online and I saw this group called Abigail, an indie rock band from Greece. They sound great. You know, there's just a lot of great music there, I'm sure, and I just need to find out more.
Ξέρω ότι πολλοί μουσικοί, πολλά συγκροτήματα έχουν κάποιο τραγούδι που ποτέ δεν έχουν παίξει live. Ισχύει αυτό με τους Καλέξικο? Έχετε κάποιο ή κάποια τραγούδια που για κάποιο λόγο δεν θα παίζατε ποτέ σε μια συναυλία?
My answer is there's probably quite a few. Maybe because they're quiet, or maybe because they're soundtrack songs. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I have to really think about that. There's probably quite a few. We have a couple albums out now, so that always brings the topic of which songs to play live. So, yeah, I think there's quite a few songs.
Θυμάσαι την πρώτη φορά που άκουσες τη μουσική σου στο ραδιόφωνο?
You know what? I do remember the first time hearing our music being played on the radio. We were at the radio station in East Orange, New Jersey, WFMU. It's a very famous indie radio station. And at that time, we had our first album on vinyl, Spoke. And our band name was also Spoke. And one of the DJs came downstairs with an album with the same band name and said, is this your album as well? And I said, no, it's not. It looks like we have the same name though. So he said, well, you've got about 30 seconds to a minute to decide if you want to change your name. Now would be a good time to do it. So John Convertino and I looked at each other, and we had this other idea for a name called Calexico. And I thought, how about that name, John? What do you think? And he said, yeah, it sounds great. Let's just go with it. So with seconds to spare, we landed on the name Calexico. And it's been our name ever since. So that was probably back in, 1998 or 9. And or maybe a little bit earlier, but it was really great hearing our music being performed live or being played live on the radio. And also another moment I wanted to share was starting out in Tucson, one of the goals that I had was to record music on an old 40, on a 45 big hole single and have it performed, or sorry, and have it played on the jukebox at the Hotel Congress. They have a tap room there. It's a beautiful bar with an old jukebox. And that was the goal at the time, was to get our music on the jukebox. And it just sounded so great being played on vinyl through those old speakers while sipping a cold beer on a hot day.
Joy Burns, John Convertino, τα δύο βασικά μέλη των Καλέξικο. Γράφετε μουσική, παρέα, κάνετε συναυλίες για περισσότερο από 3 δεκαετίες. Τι είναι αυτό που σας δίνει την ενέργεια να συνεχίζετε και να κυκλοφορείτε πάντα τέλεια μουσική μετά από όλο αυτό τον καιρό?
I think one of the things that really keeps us going is the variety of projects that we do. We do our own music, we tour, and we've been very fortunate to have such great audiences in Europe and in North America. And around the world, we've toured Mexico, Latin America, South America, Australia, New Zealand. It's been great to get to play around the world. That really kind of gives you a different perspective, and it kind of fuels the band to keep going, to keep trying, to keep seeing what other places you could play. Having a great band is really helpful. Having a great co-band leader like John Convertino is also fantastic. I mean, everybody wants to tour. Everyone loves traveling and meeting people. Everyone loves collaborating, and that is another aspect to what we do that keeps us going. And then the last thing would be just the variety of projects, like doing music for film or TV shows, producing other artists. We love backing up other musicians and artists. So if there's somebody out there that's looking for some help in the studio, we'd love to help you out, whether in person or remotely. We love collaborating, and I think that has been at the heart of why we've lasted for so many years.
Αν μπορούσες να περιγράψεις τους Καλέξικο με τρεις μόνο λέξεις, ποιες θα ήταν αυτές?
The first three words that I thought of was open hearts, minds. I think that our music is about listening and about being open and using not only your heart and your soul, but being thoughtful, being caring, using your mind. And, you know, there's a whole lot of other words that come up right afterwards, words like melancholy, considerate, and passion. That's another important aspect to our music. So there you go. You got two different versions. I'll let you all decide what feels closest to your ears and to your heart.
Joy, χαιρόμαστε πάρα πολύ που σε γνωρίσαμε καλύτερα και ευχαριστούμε πολύ για το χρόνο σου.
It's been a big honor to be at Lefko's Artist of the Month here in April 2022. This is Joy Burns of Calexico saying Havaristo, and we can't wait to see you next time on tour. Ciao.
Watch your feet, dance on the fire.